can be easy to lose hope and feel defeated. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, we're reminded that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. So as we love God, we can be confident He's working together all things for the good. And it doesn't mean that everything that happens down here on earth is good, but He works it together for the good of those who love Him. And Max Lucado wrote in The Eye of the Storm a story about this man who's wise, and he had a horse, his cherished horse, beautiful horse, and everyone adored this horse. And one day the horse ran away, and everyone in town said, "Oh, this is terrible news," and he just said, wait on the Lord. And it took a while, but the horse returned with 12 other wild horses. And now the man had 12 horses, and everyone said, "Wow, you're right. We jumped to conclusions, but we needed to give it more time." Well, his son was then training the wild horses, and the son fell off and broke both legs. And again, the people came in and said, "Look, it, God's cursed you. Look how bad the situation is." And he said, "Just wait. Be patient. Wait on the Lord." As it turns out, there was a war shortly after that. And many of the men had to go off to war, and they were killed. But his son, because of the two broken legs, was still alive and didn't go off to the war. And he just reminded them again, you just don't know all the reasons right away. And it's a reminder that in our lives, we're going to look back and we're going to see God's wisdom and His purpose. We don't understand everything as we go through it, but we come back, instead of losing hope, we come back to the truth in Romans, which is that we know we have a loving Heavenly Father, and we love Him, and that He works together all things for the good. And so we don't have to be defeated. We don't have to lose hope. We can stand on His Word. Would you stand on His Word today?